Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out, as always, goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital, our ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the third watch right now, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheelers, the men, the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Felix and the gang with the bulk mail services back to work today, hauling the bulk mail to the mail post offices to be able to deliver to your dooryard. Also, the suicide jockeys out there, Tom and the company, out there doing their thing, hauling gas and diesel to everybody. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, and Truth Social with the same handle, at Captain's America. And we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, our website is at Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. Simply, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com, is Denise Simon. And good morning again.
Good morning.
So, the Constitution and the Second Amendment were never supposed to be absolute.
Well, according, he's actually said that many times, but he's also said it a couple of times on all of our protections. All of the Bill of Rights are not absolute.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that tells you what kind of a discussion that they are really having in this White House, somewhere between the White House lawyers and the Department of Justice. And, you know, we're getting down to the point where that's actually a true statement. It's not supposed to be, but it is. I mean, if you look at the First Amendment, how many times has that been violated? I mean, we saw an expansion of that violation during COVID when, people couldn't even go to church. And then we're seeing it in media. When you've got journalists that are being tracked and followed and taped and arrested and everything else, most recently James O'Keefe and his operation. And he's obviously an investigative journalist.
Sure.
The Fourth Amendment, the Tenth Amendment. So, I mean, it's sadly a true statement with the way government operates. And that's just not the federal government either, by the way.
And now we're hearing they want to ban 9mm handguns because they are the weapons of war. And Kamala is joining in the assault weapons ban. She wants those banned, too. So between the pistols and what they're calling assault weapons, which, again, I will repeat what I've said before, and I'll stand by it. There is no such thing in the private sector as an assault weapon.
Correct. Correct.
I know. I know. That's why I got quiet. I know. And these these people are nuts.
Any weapon, a 45, a 38, a 9mm, a 357, any kind of a long gun, any tactical, any of that kind, all of those are as effective as a houseplant in killing somebody.
Yep.
I've got one sitting right here on my desk, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's clearly not a weapon of war because it doesn't pull its own trigger.
Yep. Takes a person to do it. It's always the person.
And now, it finally, Captain, finally people are talking about mental illness.
Yep.
Finally.
Yep.
And how many people steal guns, buy them on the black market, or wherever, but even if they attempt to buy one legally, how many of them have lied on the forms?
Many.
Have you ever been exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And then, if that information doesn't go all the way up the pipeline, then doing a background check means nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like we don't have all these policies and procedures and laws in place. If there's violated, there aren't any checks and balances.
Yep. Yep. Now, over the weekend, we saw about 2,500 flights get canceled for various reasons. Soaring prices, cancellations, delays for air travelers.
Pilots. Mm-hmm.
And the pilots flight running crew out of hours and the whole night, and flight attendants and all that stuff. They say it wasn't a job action, but I think it was.
Well, I don't think it's a single reason that these flights have been canceled. But, yeah, I mean, it's least of which is the most reason is the cost of fuel. But when you have a pilot shortage, because you have a pilot union, you've got a crew shortage because you've got a crew union. Every piece part of aviation, commercial aviation, is unionized.
Yep, it is.
Therein lies the problem. There's a problem.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. I'm going to try to solve another problem here. Meanwhile, I got some bills to pay, so we're going to have our crack crew take care of that. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hey folks, Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding. And if you want to come and text them,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
This is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will do just that. This portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, is brought to you by GEICO Insurance. Now, GEICO's been saving people money for over 85 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, and they insure some 25 million drivers, including me. Now, your local GEICO office or the website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com, can help you find coverage for just about anything you own, the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. How about the motorcycle you might have, the ATV, boat, or RV? Now, you want to save some money on your insurance? Bundle it. Take your homeowners, take your renters, or maybe you have a condo, your condo insurance, and put that in with your automobile insurance, and your premium will drop like a rock. That's how you save money. So, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com, the website. Go over there, check it out. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us, and good morning again.
Good morning.
Nancy Pelosi and her husband, Paul, 82 years old or something like that. And apparently he took a little ride and smacked somebody and got himself arrested for a DUI.
Well, one, he was speeding. He blew through a stop sign or a stoplight, hit a Jeep. Turns out he failed a DUI test, and he was released on $5,000 bond. Nancy Pelosi is not responding because it's a private matter, but she was not even in town. She was, Brown University or someplace giving a graduation speech.
Yep.
So where is it and what is it this husband of hers was doing out at that hour to begin with? Because I think it happened around 11:30. But the first article I read said it happened at 4:30 in the morning. So there's a timeline dispute, but nonetheless, we have an 82-year-old man driving a Porsche, drunk. Now, imagine if there had been an injury.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Wow.
And we don't know if there really wasn't an injury.
Right.
Because any time you get hit, there's generally going to be some kind of a minor injury.
Yeah, and people will show up the next day or the day after at the chiropractor or whatever.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, my neck. Oh, my arm. Yeah. So, yep. I don't know. We'll see. To be continued, right?
Well, I guess we'll pay off somebody to tell them to be quiet.
Yes, they probably will. That's the bad part about all this.
I'm sure that already happened.
Okay. All right. Yep. Again, that's unbelievable. Now, there's a landmark. We're talking about guns, and we talked about them in a kind of a detrimental fashion here because of what's going on. But there's something positive, looks like it's going to be coming out of the Supreme Court, namely a landmark Supreme Court ruling on New York's concealed carry restrictions coming. It looks like as if they're going to lighten that up a little bit in New York State, and that would be a monumental accomplishment if that were to happen.
You know, when you have all these smash and grabs that are going on all over the country, that's one. When you have all of these brazen attacks, unfounded brazen attacks in New York City, and I just saw, like, I don't know, three or four videos yesterday and day before of very innocent, mostly senior citizens getting attacked out on the streets. You know, they're walking their dog, they're walking back from the grocery store, and there's going to be a lot of pedestrians because you can't afford the gasoline. The logical thing is for people to say, okay, I mean, we have to do something to protect ourselves. Because remember, we have a police shortage, and, you know, calling 911 doesn't mean the police are going to show up anytime soon. So what are people supposed to do? They can't wait for first responders. In some cases, you may have a first responder that doesn't show up for 45 minutes. Well, okay. So we have a big problem here. And the left only talks about banning this and banning that and doing this and doing that, but they're not dealing with the other pieces of the debate, and that is, one, mental health, which I've mentioned more than once, but two, the increase in crime. What are store owners supposed to do to protect themselves and their property? What are people supposed to do to protect themselves and their homes? Road rage. I mean, we have such anger and collapse of civil society going on out here outside the Beltway, that the Kamala Harris's and the Joe Biden's and the Chuck Schumer's and the, you know, the rest of them, they're not in the real world. Even if they go home to their districts, do you think that they're out in the streets and talking to their constituents? No. I mean, the most well-traveled politician that I know that virtually is, actually two of them, that are interacting with their voters and their citizens, interestingly enough, is my congressman, Gus Bilirakis. I mean, he just visits a business or businesses pretty much every single weekend. Mm-hmm. And the other one is Governor DeSantis. I mean, this cat's everywhere. He'll stop in every small business he is in whatever town he is in the state of Florida. Mm-hmm. Now, do you think that any of these other governors are visiting virtually every little piece of real estate in their own home state?
Of course not. Of course not.
And so the senators aren't either. And I would include those on the right. And they don't have any kind of an understanding of the panic and the fear and the uneasiness that people have when they leave their homes every day. I mean, stuff getting stolen out of your cars. You got smash and grabs in businesses. You got assaults and all kinds of attacks, including, I might add, you don't even have to have any kind of a gun, a weapon. You could be doing it with a knife or with a car. Or you can just go up and just clobber somebody, knock them out. But here's where we are. I mean, pushing them into the subway systems.
Okay, so let's talk about Iraq for a second here. We had some missiles. I believe 11 of them were fired at the Al-Asad air base in Iraq, which is the base that the Iraqis share with some of our troops over there, causing some minimal damage. No injuries that I'm aware of, unless you know something. But
we've got a collapse in the relationship between the United States and the Iraqi leadership.
Mm-hmm.
It's fallen apart, and that's not a good thing. And I would also add that they are one of the countries that refuses to talk about, much less join, the Abraham Accords.
Right.
So, you have to ask if anybody in media during these White House press conferences, hey, Biden, has he had a discussion with Putin or Lavrov lately? Has he had one with President Xi lately? Has he had one with the leadership of Iraq or Israel or Lebanon? No. I mean, and if he does, he's supposed to stick to a script. Do you think that he sticks to a script in those phone calls?
Of course not.
Because we just talked about, if he doesn't stick to a script or his teleprompter, we don't know what comes out of his mouth. Now, here's the interesting thing. What kind of conversation has he had with Zelensky any time recently? None.
Got me.
Right. None.
Yep. I'm not surprised. None of this is surprising. I wish I could say that I was shocked and couldn't stand it, but it's just not true. I mean, the guy is just, he's unfit to be president. We all know that. That's the problem.
It's getting worse. It's getting much worse. So I don't know how we're supposed to do two more years of this.
Well, I think it's going to go until January, and then if they get the numbers they get, they're going to impeach the guy and throw him out. That's just my thought. We'll see. All right, here comes the music. Have yourself a wonderful day. Enjoy the weather.
Thank you.
It's going to be another picture postcard day. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Truck on over there and find out what she's all about. And I'm sure you'll like what you see at the website, FoundersCode.com. All right, we're coming back with our military and veterans news segment. Don't go nowhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
A 32-year-old French journalist was killed in eastern Ukraine covering a Ukrainian evacuation for a French broadcaster. Frédéric Leclerc-Imoff was fatally hit by shell shrapnel near a key city in the Donbas region. French President Emmanuel Macron paid tribute to the journalist on Twitter, saying he was in the war-torn country to show the reality of the war. European leaders agreeing to a partial embargo on Russian oil. The compromise only bans oil brought in by sea, allowing a temporary exemption for imports delivered by pipeline. The embargo covers more than two-thirds of oil imports from Russia, so says officials, cutting what they call a huge source of financing for its war machine. The bear and the bull took a rest for Memorial Day, keeping the doors of Wall Street closed for Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news. Brought to you the day after Memorial Day by the National Aviation Academy. Find them online by going to the website naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Go over there and check them out. I'll tell you all about them after they get a chance to tell you about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. This is a very high-paying, in-demand job. You will not wonder whether or not you're going to have a job or where your next job is going to be. You're on the go all the time if that's the way you want to be. You can work in-country. You can work out-of-country. You can work across-country, whatever you want to do. So, check them out. First of all, go online, naa.edu, naa.edu. Now, their two campuses are located. The first one right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. I'm in Tampa. On this side of Tampa Bay, they're in Clearwater, on the other side of the bay. And the second one is in Concord, Massachusetts.
which is located just outside the city limits of Boston. Now, in either case, give them a call, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Give them a call and tell them you want to take the tour of one or even both of their facilities. Set it up such so you can do that if you want to take the tour of both. And I would suggest if you're going to get in this business and you really want to see what there is about it, that you take both campuses tours and see what there is to do, what the difference is. So, NAA.edu, you'll have a chance to be able to talk to not only the students, but also the instructors. And finally, you'll have a chance to talk to the money people, the people that handle the student loans and the military loans and all that, and they'll help you with your paperwork. They'll do whatever needs to be done because they want you to succeed and be helpful and be profitable and hit the ground running. Now, if you're coming out of the military right now, and let's say that you're already an aviation maintenance tech or you work in aviation, they have a speed-up course, refresher course, if you will, that you'll take. And it'll get you a fast track to get your test, to get the exam taken, which you have to take and pass to get certified at the federal level. Probably something similar to what you had when you were in the military. But, again, you won't know until you call them at 800-659-2080. And good luck. Good luck to you. Now, China has announced that they were going to conduct some military drills last week when the president was over there in Taiwan visiting. And, of course, they did. Made a lot of people nervous. But there really wasn't any reason to be nervous. China was just proving a point to say, hey, remember us? We can do this because we're China. And that's fine. Let the other people that want to worry about it, get all concerned, get worried. But I will say this. We need to be careful, really, really careful, when we are wagging the tail of the lion known as China. Because they just don't seem to care. They just don't seem to care. Speaking of not caring, a U.S. Army veteran who vanished in 1976 was identified as a man found murdered that year in North Carolina. So you now have an Army veteran who vanished in 76 who's being identified as someone who was killed after all this time. Now, for you Coast Guard pilots out there, as well as anybody in the military, I suppose, an Alabama couple has turned a helicopter body, you know, just the shell, the body, purchased off Facebook, into a camper, put it on the bed of a flatbed truck, and they've made it into a motorhome. I kid you not. There's a picture of it here on AI.com, that's artificialintelligence.com, AI.com, and it looks pretty sharp. If I didn't know it was a truck, I would think it might be a helicopter coming down the road on a flatbed. But there you go. And even Ken would want to be around to see that one because they don't see that every day in Chicago. Now, U.S. defense and aerospace firms are asking Congress for a defense budget for 2023 that exceeds inflation by 3 to 5% and challenge lawmakers to pass their annual defense bills by September 30th. I'll make you a bet right now, it won't happen. No matter what they do, it won't happen. Now, more than 2.5 years after the Air Force finished its first round of rewinging efforts for the A-10 Warthog, Boeing started delivering the new wing sets to the service earlier this month, which will put a number of them back into service temporarily when they're talking about taking them and putting them out of service or selling them to somebody. Again, that plane is one of the best support planes ever. I can't understand why the big rush to get rid of them and get into something that isn't going to work as well. By the way, Albania has offered NATO a naval base in an effort to highlight the small country's value in the alliance in these difficult times, according to the Prime Minister's office. Albania has offered the ex-Soviet-built naval base to NATO, which is in a key strategic place that could really help in the region across the Middle East. We'll see if they take them up on that. Now, Russia's expanding influence and activity in Africa are posing a worrying threat to the security of NATO countries, along with its invasion of Ukraine, and must be addressed by the military alliance, according to the Spanish and British defense ministers, who said so. They called on NATO to look at the Russian threat from Africa, because there is one there. Now, what's going to happen there? I don't know. But every time you turn around, you're dealing with something totally different. By the way, speaking of totally different, it seems that Mr. Putin, there are rumors about his health again. Don't know if any of them are true. But a top criminal official on Monday disputed the reports that Russian President Vladimir Putin's health is getting progressively worse. That was Sergei Lavrov. But we're not seeing Putin doing a lot of things. And every time we see him, he's either lost a step, or maybe he's got a coat on when he shouldn't have, or something. But it's obvious that there are problems. He's having problems of some sort. So he's not quite up to 100%, if you will. Okay, I hear the music coming up in my ear. Now, today we should have Chris Markowski around, so we will take a look at that. And if we do, we do. And if we don't, we don't. But coming up should be the Watchdog on Wall Street, so don't go anywhere. We will be back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will do just that. And before I get to Chris Markowski, I want to remind everybody that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Moss, M-A-U-S, Moss Acura. Moss Acura here on North Florida Avenue in Tampa, right next door to Moss Nissan. Find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget, all active military, all veterans, all first responders, and all church pastors, too. Get great deals. You'll save a bunch of money there on the You Serve, You Save program. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
How are you?
Did you have lots to watch at yesterday?
Lots of what? I'm sorry?
Did you have lots to watch yesterday?
A little bit. Watched the lacrosse finals yesterday, but... and then a little bit of the Rangers last night before I went to sleep. But, yeah, they're going to be facing off against Tampa.
The Rangers.
Yeah.
I think we get home ice.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we get home ice over that deal. That's great. And that'll be – I remember the days of old when the Rangers were the team of – it was either them or the Boston Bruins or the Philadelphia Flyers. Remember those days? Or the St. Louis Blues. There we go.
Even the Islanders in the 80s, so they were really...
Yep, the Islanders too, uh-huh. Listen, we're going to start out with Russia. So, Russia says a deal was reached with the European unions over a major agreement over Russian oil imports. Now, the European Union was asked by the Ukraine to stop importing oil from Russia. Now, I think they're slowing it down, but they're not stopping it.
No, they can't. I mean, it's not possible. This is, again, this was what we talked about from, you know, the beginning, of this entire conflict. And, you know, quite frankly, it's not going well. You know, what the media was kind of telling everybody for a while that, you know, Ukraine's going to win this thing. It certainly doesn't look that way, at this point in time, based upon the advances that Russia is going to have. And, you know, the kind of best hope right now is some sort of negotiated, settlement. And we'll see what's going to happen from there. But, you know, most certainly looks like that, Russia's going to gain, you know, massive amounts of territory, there in the east. And, I really don't see it changing much. I mean, I know that, we got certain military brass out there begging, the Biden administration to send these longer range missiles, over there, but you know, I understand the reluctance to do something like that. I think it'd be better for us to actually work in the Black Sea and the waterways to try to get some of the commodities out. But yeah, it's not going well. You know, again, it was to be expected. It wasn't a matter of if; it was a matter of when.
Yeah, we can talk about the Black Sea for a minute because it looks like as if the grain is ready to be moved, and one of our generals said. It looks like, as a matter of fact, he suggested there could be a military component if NATO decides to help the Ukraine export their grain.
I didn't hear that. So the statements I heard was that you know right now commercial traffic is pretty much off limits, and the United States has not made any shift or orders to help in regards to getting ships and freeing up some of those sea lanes. So we shall see. We shall see. I don't know. We don't know what's going on in the negotiations behind the scenes when it comes to this. You need to get that out. And again, it's going to be another benefit for Russia as well, is that supposedly they did really well. They had a bumper crop this past year, and they're going to be moving a lot of their grain to the world markets, and they're going to benefit from that. Again, people think that, you know, because of all these sanctions and stuff they put on, because of the higher price of oil, Russia's oil revenues are up upwards of 50% year over year.
Now, there's a little troublesome problem that seems to be on the horizon for the U.S. economy. It's kind of a tip as to what might be happening next. The U.S. savings rate, the money that people put into the banks or whatever, has hit the lowest level since 2008. And economists now say that fewer Americans have excess savings that will provide a buffer for them in the case they need it. And of course not. I mean, they're all spending more money on gasoline and food and all that.
Most certainly the numbers were pretty strong. I didn't see since 2008. I saw different. I had to go in back and take a look at that. I mean, before the credit, the banking company said, you know, a lot of the numbers were fairly strong in regards to savings, but there's obviously been some drawdowns, because of all of these, additional expenditures, and there's no doubt about it. You know, it's a hit. I mean, you fill up your tank. It's like getting smacked upside the head. There's no doubt about that.
And, folks, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. His website is watchdogonwallstreet.com if you want to go over there and check it out. The market seems to be bumping up a little bit today. I see a lot of futures in the green here.
They were earlier. I think they've come down, you know, a bit and are bouncing back up. It's kind of, they were up and then you gotta try to watch these things not so much, overnight. It's very, very fickle, unless there's major, major news, that is out there. So you don't know what's going to happen. There's still a lot of uncertainty that is swirling around. I think the markets are starting to anticipate a break to some degree when it comes to China and China possibly getting itself up and open for business again, and also some sort of negotiated settlement when it comes to Russia. But, you know, again, you take a look at the price of oil, you know, right now, and it's through the roof. It's you know, what do we got? Brent at 120 something, and it's very, very high. Natural gas is very, very high, and this is going to hit a lot of companies, a lot of businesses out there not being able to adjust to that. You know, it's interesting. Joe Biden put out an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal today on how he's going to fight inflation. And it's, you know, meet the new boss, same as the old boss. The same nonsense out there, which is not going to do a damn thing.
Everything is green except for natural gas, which is down slightly.
Right about flat. I got natural gas around. I mean, it's very high. I mean, it's
high, but it's down a little bit from where it was. But everything else, oil is up, all of it.
Yeah, and that's what I said. You're going to be, everybody's going to be paying more. It's prices aren't coming down yet, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. By the way, shale was the answer to a lot of people's prayers when it came to getting the price of oil down, right? Shale oil?
Well, yeah. It's obviously, the fracking and the other means of getting, oil out of the ground in a manner that was it's worthwhile. And there's so much oil that's out there. It's just a matter of being able to extract it and turn around and make a profit. So it's a business, right? And they were able to, discover how to get oil and gas out in a way that normally, through normal drilling, you couldn't do, and it would be too expensive. So that, they're able to do this, and that's just, obviously led to greater supply.
Well, I'm pretty sure that because of the Keystone Pipeline being shut down, that kind of put the kibosh on some of the shale, am I right?
Well, there's areas up in Canada that, it would have been much less expensive because, again, there's a myriad of different costs. It's like if you run a restaurant, if you're in a restaurant, you got your beer costs and your food costs and your alcohol costs and your energy costs. There's also the cost of shipping that energy from one point to another point. And the cheapest and most efficient and, quite frankly, the safest way of doing that is via pipelines. If you add other costs involved, then obviously it makes your profitability go down. And then if your profitability goes down, there's going to be, less of a chance that, somebody's going to want to invest in that venture because, again, it becomes too risky. Because, we all know that, oil can be quite volatile. And if it dips below a certain price, well, guess what? Then you can't sell oil on the market at the price that you actually cost you to extract it, and then it makes it unviable. And there's a bit of a buffer that any company would want to have based upon the fluctuation in the price of oil traditionally that you're going to want to have before you go ahead and invest in anything like that.
Have you seen the new Maverick movie yet?
No, but my son did, and he was blown away. He said it was unbelievable.
It's as close to reality as it comes, and that's coming from the people that fly the planes for a living.
Well, I've got to go. I haven't had the opportunity to see it, but I heard it's something else.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, I will talk to you tomorrow, my friend. Have yourself a great day.
You too. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Go over there and check out all the different things that he does and has to offer over there. I'm sure you'll be glad you did. In the meantime, we are coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Top of the hour coming up.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.